From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. William Zaret, the chairman of the American Chamber of Commerce in China, recently commented about the new $50 billion tariffs unveiled by the United States and China.
What I'm hoping is that the two sides will get together and negotiate in good faith and resolve this before any of these tariffs are actually enacted.
The U.S. tariff proposal will undergo further review in a public notice and a 60-day comment process, including a hearing before the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative issues the final determination on the Chinese products subject to additional tariffs. The Koreas held preparatory talks for a summit later this month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Pernell Murdoch reports that the two sides also agreed to meet at least once more before the planned April 27th summit.
The Koreas will need to agree on how Kim will arrive at the venue, and there has been media speculation that he would cross the military demarcation line that bisects the Koreas by foot in a symbolic gesture. The Koreas also need to determine how many times he and Moon would meet that day and whether parts of the meetings would be broadcast on live television. The Koreas have held only two summits since the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
U.S. diplomats and their families departed from Washington's embassy in Moscow Thursday in a tit-for-tat expulsion of envoys between the United States and Russia following the poisoning in Britain of a former Russian spy blamed on the Russian government. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma is set to appear in Durban High Court on Friday, where he will face corruption charges related to a years-old $2.5 billion arms deal. Zuma plans to legally challenge the decision to prosecute him on 16 charges, including fraud, racketeering, corruption, and money laundering that stem from that deal. Brazil's Supreme Court on Thursday rejected former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's plea to avoid prison while he appeals a corruption conviction. David Doyle has more.
Despite the conviction and six separate pending corruption trials, Brazil's first working-class president remains its most popular politician. A crowd gathered outside his Sao Paulo home late on Wednesday to show their support. The country remains deeply divided after Lula's successor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed from office amid a corruption scandal and economic crisis. Lula is the front runner in opinion polls for the presidential election in October, even though his conviction means it's unlikely he'll be able to run.
That was David Doyle. The White House announced Wednesday that the National Guard has been called up to the U.S.-Mexico border. Catherine Gibson has more.
Trump will be the third U.S. president to deploy the National Guard to the border in recent years, but the move has its limits.
The military is prevented from partaking in any kind of domestic law enforcement activities. The National Guard is treated slightly differently, but even there, federal statutes prohibit them from engaging in Border Patrol activities.
And to close the loopholes he sees in immigration laws, Trump will have to convince Capitol Hill. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. military officials and analysts warn that it is too early for U.S. troops to pull out of Syria, as President Donald Trump suggested earlier this week. The Wilson Center's Amy Austin Holmes explains.
Trump's advisors have really been trying to convince him that a sudden withdrawal from Syria is not actually in the U.S. interest because it would only embolden Russia and Iran to continue propping up the regime in Damascus.
Although U.S.-backed forces recaptured most of the territory from Islamic State militants, Turkey is now carrying out an offensive in northern Syria to remove Kurds who are at the forefront of the fight against the terrorists. Malaysian authorities ordered former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad's political party to temporarily disband Thursday in a blow to the opposition ahead of expected general elections. The Register of Societies said the organization failed to submit adequate documentation related to its registration. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.